朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是李秀全牧师。愿神的话语滋润你的心田，使你能更好地认识神和认识自己，并坚定地信靠神。
请我们翻回到哥林多前书第十章。 Let's turn to the Bible passage reading of this morning. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 1 to 13. 我们看哥林多前书第十章第回到刚才读的那第一节到十三节。1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 1 to 13.特别是哥林多前书十章十三节，在过去一个多月的时间里面，常常浮现在我的脑海里。In the past few months, First Corinthians chapter 10 verse 13 has often crossed my mind. 因为这一节圣经是加姆一生受益最大的一节圣经 ，because this Bible verse has benefited my mother the most， 也是她最爱的一节的圣经 ，and which she loved most dearly。每一次当人家问她说你可不可以送我一节圣经，大概没有别的圣经，她一定把哥林多前书十章十三节送给跟她要圣经节的人。
And as a matter of fact, whenever anyone asked her, could you give me a Bible verse? She would always, without exception, give her 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
在过去这一个多月的时间里面，谢谢弟兄姊妹跟我们全家一同警醒祷告，让我们度过许多的难关。
Speaking of which, our deepest thanks to you for your prayers for the last month.
现在医生对我的母亲可以说在整个医治的过程当中，从人的角度来看，他们已经不能做什么。
From the doctors and the medicinal point of view, the doctors have done everything that they can.
所以在前天他们就要我母亲出院回家。
And therefore, in view of that fact, day before yesterday, they have asked my mother to discharge and go home.
每天我都有机会跟她打电话。
And every day, I had an opportunity to talk with her on the phone.
但是她都不能跟我说话。
Yeah, she was not able to speak.
因为她非常非常的软弱。
Due to her illness.
那么她勉强可以听，但是她却不能回答我问她的问题。
About the only thing she could do is barely listen, but she could not respond in any way.
所以我就用这个机会在电话里面带她一起祷告。
Therefore, I use this opportunity to lead her in prayer on the phone.
因为我知道我的祷告她听到，天父也听到。
Because I know that my prayer is not only listened to by her, but also by God.
所以在过去这一个月的时间，我常常想到我母亲所钟爱的这一节圣经。
And therefore, for the past month, I have always thought about this favorite passage of my mother.
我们知道哥林多教会是保罗在第二次旅行布道的时候所设立的一个教会。
We know that the church in Corinth.Is the church that was established by Paul on his second missionary trip.
这个教会恩赐很大，恩赐也很多。
This church was blessed by God, and therefore they had also many talents for God.
在那么多神给他们的 gift 的里面，我们也发现这个教会问题丛生。
Yet despite all these gifts from God, we also see many, many problems that this church had.
这是个很矛盾的现象。
This is somewhat contradictory.
上帝把许多的恩典临到这个教会。
Despite all these gifts and grace and mercy from God onto this church,
但是哥林多教会却是在两千年教会历史里面很出名的问题最多的，我不能说最多，问题很多的一个教会。
Yet the church of Corinth in all the history of the churches of God has been known as a problem church.
虽然恩赐很多，但是我们却看见这个教会是结党纷争，派系复杂。
Though grace is abound in this church, we also see that this church has divided amongst themselves.
那么他们一群人就找到一个领袖，就认他为他们那个小集团的一个头。
And a group of people would select a man and would recognize him as their leader.
本来我们看见一个教会化整为零是一个很好的现象。
Originally, we can see that a church which is united as one is good.
我们看见分很多小组是很重要。
And we also see that it's also important to divide it into smaller groups.
但是小组跟小组之间彼此竞争，相咬相吞，这是哥林多教会的现象。
Yet we Yet we see in the Church of Corinth many division, many competition, many more than friendly competitions amongst them.
有人说我是属保罗的。
Many say he is of Paul.
因为保罗是创办人。
Because Paul was the founder of the
church. 有人说我是属亚波罗的。
And many say I am a follower of Apollos.
因为亚波罗很会讲道。
Because he is a good preacher.
那么有一些人。
And there are some.
他们说我们是属基督的。
And they say humbly that I am of Christ.
Not necessarily humbly. 他们说我们是属基督的，也许是 very proudly 说的这句话。
And many may say proudly that they're of Christ.
因为他们觉得你们说保罗你们不属灵，你们说亚波罗你们也不应该，我属基督那是最对的。
Because they feel that neither Paul or Apollos give much grounds for respect and worship.
在哥林多前书里面，保罗连那些属基督的人都责备他们。
Yet in all these three cases, Paul severely and harshly criticized.
他们的问题在哪里呢
？Where is their problem?
我属基督
，I belong to Christ.
所以你不属基督
，and therefore you do not belong to Christ.
我属灵
，I am spiritual.
所以你不属灵
，and therefore in conclusion you are not spiritual.
这种用别人的不属灵来衬托自己属灵的这一种现象。哥林多教会有，历世历代的教会都有。
And problems such as these corrupted the church of Corinth, and not only the church of Corinth, but in the church of all history.
这个教会不只是纷争很多，派系很复杂，而且他们也非常的世俗化。
Not only do they have many divisions and parties among themselves, but they were also very secularized.
哥林多前书告诉我们说，在他们的教会里面，甚至有一些罔顾伦常的事情。
The scripture tells us that there were even incestuous affairs in the church of Corinth.
在教会的里面，在哥林多教会里面，有很多事情发生是连外邦人当中都没有的，竟然教会里面有。
And there were even events that were happening in the church that not even pagans did themselves.
在哥林多前书第五章告诉我们
，in the fifth chapter of the First Corinthians,
他说你们中间竟然有人娶了继母做太太。
It talks about their brothers amongst them who married their stepmothers.
保罗说，在外邦人当中，在哥林多城这样一个道德沦丧的城里面都没有的，竟然在教会里面有。
Paul said, even in corrupt cities such as the downtown Corinth itself, it did not have, but it actually happened in the church.
原因在哪里？
Where is the cause?
为什么哥林多教会却是落到这样一种境界？
Why has the church of Corinth been so corrupted to this level?
哥林多前书十章第一节到十三节，保罗试着分析他们失败软弱的原因。
And in today's scripture passage, Paul attempts to analyze their problems and their reason for failures.
保罗在这段圣经里面试着给他们一个属灵的诊断。给他们一个属灵的提醒。
And in this passage, Paul attempts to give them a spiritual diagnosis and a prognosis of their problem.
为什么一个所谓的基督徒会跌倒？
Why is it that someone so-called a Christian will fall?
这个问题我们已经想了两千年。
We have thought about this problem for 2,000 years.
一直到今天。
Until today.
我们还有许许多多类似的问题。
We have similar problems amongst us.
为什么一个那么出名，好像被神用的神的仆人？
Why is it that a person of such an apparently being used by God
会堕落到这样的地步
would fall into such a state of disgrace?
我们这几年，我相信许多人心里面有这样的问号。
I believe that in many years, people have this question amongst them.
为什么？
Why?
为什么连保罗这样一个大使徒所建立的教会都会失败？
Why is it that such a church, even established by Paul himself, would fall into such a state?
在这段圣经里面，保罗从历史、从上帝的选民的失败，给哥林多教会一些提醒，也让他们接受这些见解。
And in this passage, Paul attempts from God's commands, give him such an instruction.
在这里很明显的，保罗提到两个原因
，and We see in here that Paul gives us two very clear and distinct reasons.
这两个原因就在这一段圣经的最后两节，我们看到保罗很清楚地摆在我们面前。
And in verse 12 and 13, these reasons become very, very apparent.
十二节提到第一个原因。
Verse 12 was the first reason.
自己以为站得稳的需要谨慎，免得跌倒。
If you think you're standing firm, be careful that you don't fall.
什么人站得稳呢？
Who stand firm then?
什么人自以为站得稳呢？
And who think that they stand firm?
我不相信两个礼拜前在我们这里受洗的十三个刚刚受洗的弟兄姊妹，他们说，哎呀，我们很站得稳。
And I do not think that the 13 brothers and sisters who were just baptized a few weeks ago think that they stand firm.
哎呀，我前面还有许多要学习的，还有很多的圣经，我要好好的努力去读。
And each of them will say, I have much to learn and I have much scriptures to study.
什么人自以为站得稳？
Who then think that they stand firm?
老基督徒。
Old Christians.
或者教会里面所谓的领袖。
Or what?Seems to be the leaders of the church.
那么保罗在前面第一节到第五节很清楚地分析他的原因。
In verse 1 to 5 previously, Paul had analyzed, how
就是为什么有这种现象
and why there was such a situation.
那么十三节讲到第二个原因。
And verse 13, he gives a second reason.
第二个原因很清楚给我们看到基督徒在试探考验的里面。我们没有办法过关。
Verse 13 tells us that Christians often fail the test of temptation in their lives.
那么他也一样的从以色列的故事，从神选民的经历来分析给他们听。
And from the history of the Israelites and from God's commandment, Paul attempts to analyze their problem.
所以从第六节到十一节，我们看见保罗提到五样。以色列人所明显的所犯的那些罪。
And therefore in verse 6 to 11, Paul talks about five distinct problems amongst them.
第六节贪。
Verse 6, greed.
贪恋恶事。第二个在第七节拜偶像。
Verse 7, idolatry.
拜偶像不一定说我们拿这个像。摆在我面前，在那里跟他鞠躬，在那里烧香，这才叫拜偶像。
Idolatry does not necessarily involve having to bow down to certain physical object and to offer incense to it.
什么时候我们以任何的神以外的人事物来代替神的时候，圣经的定义，这个叫做拜偶像。
Rather, it is when we worship a substitute of God.
第三，行奸淫。
Verse 8, sexual immorality.
然后第九节试探主。
Verse 9, testing of the Lord.
Test the Lord 什么意思呢？什么叫做试探主呢？
What does it mean to test the Lord?
当我们说我们要 test 一个人的时候，我是老师，你是学生，我来 test 你。
When we say test someone, we often assume the role of a teacher testing a student.
所以什么叫做 test Jesus? Test the Lord.
So what then does it mean to test the Lord?
就是我们跟主耶稣之间的关系喧宾夺主。
It means that we have reversed the role between us and the Lord.
我们变成老师，他变成学生。
We have become Lord ourselves, and we have assumed that Lord has
otherwise. 我变成仆，他变成仆人。
We then become the Lord, and Jesus then becomes servant.
每一件事情，保罗都有证有据。你可以在旧约圣经里面看到那些事情的这个记载。
And for this and for all other sins, Paul has based his arguments based on the facts that you can find in the Old Testament.
最后，保罗提出来的在以色列人当中的是我们看见有人类历史以来我们常犯的毛病，就是发怨言。
And lastly, grumbling is, as seen by Paul, one of the most severe problems.
所以第一节到第五节跟十二节有关系。
Therefore, from verse 1 to 5, we can see a relation between that and verse 13.
从第六节到十一节跟十三节有关系。
And from verse 6 to 11, we're seeing a relation between that and verse 13, whereas before we're seeing
between that and verse 12. 所以在这一段的圣经里面，我们这样分析就很清楚了。
And therefore, we can see the parallelism construction between these two passages.
第一种是什么？到底是什么情况？
And what is our first situation?
我们在第一节到第五节看见保罗怎么样描写他们。
From verse 1 to 5, we see how Paul describes these people.
如果我们用新约的话来解释的话，
using the words from the New Testament.
一节跟二节是洗礼。
Verse 1 and 2 talks about baptism.
用新约的话来讲，第三节和第四节是讲圣餐。
And again, using the verse 3 and using the words of Old Testament, verse 3 and 4 is seen as Holy Communion.
从整个教会历史里面，
In all history of God's church,
从所有神启示写成文章的这些这些文字的里面
，and for all God-inspired scriptures,
这个地方是第一次我们看到基督教的两个最重要的圣礼放在一起。
This is the first place, and perhaps perhaps the only place that we are seeing two of the most important ideas in Christianity put together.
对当时的以色列人来说。
To all the Israelites at that time,
他们有洗礼，有圣餐的这样的一个把握。
They have both.
那么他们觉得他们在上帝的面前已经可以有恃无恐了，不害怕。
And they feel thus immaculate before God with baptism and Holy Communion.
有这样丰富的属灵的遗产，为什么以色列人还会失败？
And why, with all these spiritual inheritance, do men still fall?
原因在哪里呢？
Where is the cause?
就是我们跟主的关系，如果仅仅建立在这些圣礼的外表，这是危险。
We see, therefore, and conclude that if our relationship is with the Lord is built on just the superficiality of these ceremonies, then we are sure to fall.
Superficiality 是这样的基督徒变成 nominal Christian, 挂名的基督徒
And superficiality produces nominal Christian.
三十年来
In all these past 30 years,
有一篇道我讲了大概有五十遍。
There is one particular sermon which I have preached over 50 times.
有人说你一篇道讲五十遍到处讲，这个牧师太懒惰了。
People will comment on my laziness on preaching one sermon 50 times.
有很多的牧师很好的礼拜天，哎呀来不及准备了，就开罐头炒冷饭。
And people will comment on the pastors resorting to instant sermons.
我常常说每一个牧师家里面都有个 spiritual freezer, 就专门来冷藏一些过去讲过的道。
I have often seen many pastors as having a spiritual freezer in their house for which to refer to old sermons that they will preach.
我讲五十遍。
I preach 50 times.
因为我有很强的负担。
Because I have great burden.
因为这一篇道的题目叫什么呢？
Because what is the title of the sermon?
成为真基督徒。
Becoming real Christians,
becoming a genuine Christian, 让我们成为一个真正的一个信徒。
Let us all then become genuine Christians.
不是只看外表
，not only the outward appearances.
不是只有外表
，not only outward appearances.
这些五十遍讲到的背景有一个很重要的一个主观的因素。
In all the backgrounds of all these 50 sermons, there is one thing that links them all.
因为我高一开始到礼拜堂。
I started going to church when I was in high school, first year in high school.
我到大二的时候才真正得救重生。
But it was not until when I was a sophomore in college did I really repent and become a Christian under the Lord.
四年的时间做了挂名的基督徒。
And during that time, for 4 years, I was a nominal Christian.
我知道做一个挂名的基督徒的光景
And I know how it was to become a nominal Christian.
我在教会里面那个时候有很多的侍奉
I served in many capacities during that time in the church.
但是我知道我只是外表跟主有关系没有真正他在我里面我在他里面生命的关系
But I realized then that my relationship with him was only without, not within.
朋友你在活在耶稣里福音网站收听节目有多久了？如果你相信了主耶稣，生命得到造就，那么你愿意用金钱奉献来支持我们的福音事工吗？活在耶稣里事工是单单靠听众读者支持的非盈利机构，期待你通过祷告点击奉献支持，与我们一起来结出传福音的好果子。